Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat from Maryland. So I want to ask you, first of all, Senator Chambliss is saying on the Senate side that he believes that he and Senator Feinstein are close to a bill that you and Congressman Rogers can agree on cybersecurity. Is that the case from your perspective as well, sir?
Yeah, well, we know that when we pass bills in the House, that they go nowhere unless the Senate passes the bill and the president signs it. And Feinstein, Chambliss, Rogers, and I have been working together for the last the last two terms on all the intelligence issues, and including counterterrorism, cyber issues, that type of thing. So the longer we wait, the worse it gets as far as cyber attacks and protecting our country from any destructive attack. And also, by the way, just for a point, that in about the last 3 years, Cyber Command has estimated that we have lost over $400 billion in trade secrets and all the from mostly China attacking our businesses, learning, you know, how we make things, how we manufacture, that type of thing. So we must move forward in the cyber law that we've introduced and passed in the House.
The bill that you had passed before the White House was opposed to the idea of the National Security Agency being the place where the data is exchanged. That's now the Homeland Security Department.
Right.
Is that okay with you, or is that just a compromise that you were willing to make to get a bill
done? No, I tell you, it was something Rogers has a caucus, the Republican caucus. I have the Democratic caucus. My caucus is focused a lot more on the issue of privacy, which we need to deal with. And I think what the reason for that is that the impression that a military or quasi-military organization would control the issue of cyber and privacy had to be dealt with. And when Rogers and I passed the first bill we had that the Senate didn't pass, that was two terms ago, we knew that the second term, when we put our second bill in, that we had to deal with a lot more of the privacy issues. We started before when we passed our first bill, we brought the White House, we brought the business community, we brought the privacy community all together, listened to them, and put together a bill based on what they said. But it still wasn't enough for the privacy groups, so, and also for the White House. So we knew we had to change and make the bill even stronger as it related to privacy. And what we did was change that so that, and that did get us a lot more votes, so that the Homeland Security would be the entity that was really overseeing cybersecurity, not the military.
What impact has the Snowden episode had on trying to get cybersecurity legislation done?
It's clearly had an impact. Unfortunately, the first thing, it's hurting our national security, because there are many terrorists that we follow throughout the world that are planning to attack us and our allies, and that they understand and have learned some of our sources and methods, and we have lost them. And we just hope that this won't cost lives, which I'm sure it will down the road. Now, as far as our legislation is concerned, people are concerned. People don't trust, because of all the media, so much that's out in the media is not true. And so it's up to people like myself to educate the public that the NSA is not breaking the law. They've made a couple of mistakes, not many. That the NSA is, by not breaking the law, they are being reviewed by Congress. They're being overseen by Congress, by the courts, and we're doing whatever we can to pass more laws to have other groups oversee them. But you know, if what has happened as far as this metadata is concerned, and I want to get into this, that these are people's, no question, phone numbers and length of duration of call, but it's not a name, and it's not an address or anything of that nature. But this is the way that we protect us from future 9/11s. If we would have had this program, we would have known that the person coordinating the attacks was in the United States, and we didn't know that at the time. And I'm not saying we could have stopped it, but we would have had a good chance of stopping it if we would have known that. But with respect to all the leak and the information coming out, people do not have as much trust in the NSA or intelligence agencies. So I'm working on trying to develop some new laws to be more transparent and to let people know that the people who work every day at NSA are just as heroic as our military, that they get up every morning trying to find and stop the bad guys from attacking us, that they're not violating any laws, they're not listening to people's phone conversations, and yet people perceive that they are. So we have a challenge to turn that around.
Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger of Maryland, the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. The constituents that you have that work at the National Security Agency, what are they telling you about the shutdown, sir? What are they saying to you about how this is impacting them? There are some of them that are still not going to work.
Impacts them. But remember, we also have contractors, and we have thousands of people who work for the contractors who work at NSA, and they're being impacted too. In fact, you know, we have been able to pay, it hasn't been signed by the president or passed by the Senate, but we hopefully will be able to take care of our employees, pay them retroactively the time that they missed. And yet the people who work for the contractors at NSA and other areas are not going to be able to be paid. This shutdown is a slow death, and it is wrong. It makes our country weaker. We're better than that. We're the strongest country in the world, but we are sure not acting like it right now. And we're doing whatever we can. But, you know, someone like myself, I'm extremely frustrated, as most American citizens, because we in the minority don't have the authority to change the opinion of Speaker Boehner or about 42 of his very extreme right.
Congressman Ruppersberger, you've obviously, along with members of your caucus, have signed on to the discharge petition to try to get a bill, a clean CR, to the floor. Are you having any conversations off the record, behind the scenes, with Republican members that you think might be sympathetic to your cause?
All the time. You know, I have relationships on both sides of the aisle. If you look at our Intelligence Committee, we're probably the most bipartisan committee on the Hill. The fact that we were able to pass the bipartisan cyber bill at such a strong vote on both sides of the aisle, we did that because we communicate with people and have relationships. A lot of politics is about trust and relationships. So, you know, there are many of my friends on the other side that are willing to vote for a bill if it hits the floor. You know, we have all 200 Democrats and 19 Republicans who are on the record supporting it. So we have the votes to pass it right now, but you'll get a lot more than those 19. There are a lot of members out there because they're being threatened by the Tea Party groups and the extreme right, that they will vote, but they need to have a vote. They're not going to be out front right now, as some of them are.
What about the other side of the Hill, sir? The bill that you talked about that would pay the employees that are working now in a timely manner passed last night, 420 to nothing. Yeah. The retroactive back pay for employees once you get an appropriation done passed 407 to nothing. Right. So it's obviously not a partisan issue. Why do you think these are running into roadblocks on the Senate side? It's not entirely due to Senator Cornyn. It's partially his responsibility, but it's not all the way his.
You know, if I knew that, maybe I could be a president, but not really. I mean, you know, I'd have to talk to them and hear what their arguments are. I just know all this goes away if Speaker Boehner would agree to put the bill on the floor, and it would pass. And then we could start negotiating and do what our forefathers did in creating a government where we have checks and balances, where we do negotiate. We have majorities and minorities. But, you know, to take a small group of people like this and to literally shut down our government, we're dying a slow death. And we're not only hurting ourselves and hurting all of our citizens that we represent, we're hurting our reputation on an international basis too. You know, we don't need to do it this way. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people will say to me, you know, throw all the bums out. And you hear that a lot. And yet two terms ago, a lot of people were thrown out. And now you have people that are so extreme, they don't have the experience to know what their actions are result of, what's going on as a result of their actions. You know, the lack of jobs, hurting the economy, the interest rates will start going up a lot quicker. You know, we're coming out of this recession. The industry is doing pretty well right now. We have really good news as it comes to natural gas and our dependent on foreign oil, which will negate as a result of our natural gas that we will use in this country. But, you know, all of this is just deteriorating because we cannot get people to understand. You know, you have to be more flexible, my message to them, on the health care issue. It's been voted on. Obama was reelected. That was a referendum. We voted on health care 42 times, and not one of those times did we talk about how to fix health care and debate that. And what we need to do is to come together. There are problems with health care, and it will continue to be. But we have to come together and fix those problems and not just sit here and say, I'm in the majority on the Republican side, and we're not going to allow a vote on this issue because you didn't get what you wanted. That's holding the country hostage, and we can't not continue to do that. On the other hand, when you have negotiations, you know, you have to, both sides have to walk away with something. Now, what that is, I'm not sure. If you don't give up your principles, that's for sure. But when it comes down to where we are now and how this is affecting our country, you know, we have to find a way to resolve it. We're going over to the White House today. The president called the Democratic caucus to the White House at 4:30 today. So I guess we'll find out more about where the president's thinking. And I do want to say this, too, and then I'll stop and ask another question. But I've never seen the Democrats. Democrats are known being very diverse, and we don't stay on message like maybe we should on some issues. We have different points of view, where the Republicans usually have been able to stay on message and they stay together a lot more. Well, this time, I've never seen our Democratic caucus come together so strong on this issue, on what we need to do and how we need to do it, and we need to do it the right way. And believe me, we want to negotiate. I mean, there's no question we want to sit down. You don't get anything done by not talking to each other, so we have to do that, and we will do that, hopefully.